This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
It was just before dawn. They came out of nowhere.
Do you have any idea who's behind this attack?
We will find out who's trying to kill you, Padme. I promise you.
Escort the senator back to Naboo. She'll be safer there.
I do not like this idea of hiding.
Sometimes we must do what is requested of us.
Dangerous and disturbing this puzzle is.
You're using her as bait. I'm a Jedi.
A Jedi! What do you know?
Follow that speeder! He went that way.
This is a shortcut, I think.
Anakin! How many times have I told you?
Stay away from the park, coupling.
We decided to come and rescue you.
Good job.
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
I'm Nicole Byer.
And we've never seen Star Wars.
So we decided that we wanted to watch them all
and talk
boy,
about
do
it.
We regret it.
Yeah. No.
I'm back to regretting it.
I know, me too, after this one. We watched Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. And that movie.
It's too. Wait, we have a guest.
Well, let's introduce him. Okay, we're joined by Mike Mitchell from the Doughboys podcast. He's from Love on Netflix. He's in the midst of shooting a very cool new movie, which we don't have to talk about if it's a secret. I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I was going to say you didn't have to introduce. I would happily sit here and listen to the whole podcast.
We did the whole thing.
Yeah, imagine. And then we're like, Mitch has been here the whole time just listening.
I had a big smile on my face.
That's
it'd be
his
great.
Kink.
Oh, my God.
He's also wearing a Yoda hat.
He is, and we're going to get a picture of it.
I love it.
This movie
oh my God,
so fucking long,
too
first of
long.
All. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes. It felt like 4 hours and
it
90 minutes.
It felt like days. It felt like so long.
It felt so
4 long. Hours and 90 minutes?
Very specific.
It was very long. It kept going. I was like, I put it on when I was fully ready to watch it. And then by hour one, like an hour in, I was like falling asleep, couldn't even keep my eyes open. Then I kept checking the time, which was like a punishment to myself because I would see that there was somehow always an hour and 40 minutes left.
Yes, it was like watching the first movie where time was added to the movie.
Yes.
It was nuts. And then I was excited in the beginning because we got Jar Jar a little bit. And I was like, ooh, Jar Jar's back. And then Jar Jar was in none of the movie.
That was true. It was kind of nice to see Jar Jar. As much as like people hate Jar Jar, it was like, that's a fun character.
Yes.
If there's going to be a literal cartoon walking around with these people, I mean, I want to hear
you
what
hate
you
hate Jar Jar?
I mean, I heard that you guys loved Jar Jar, which is
I feel fine about Jar Jar. But
And Nicole specifically loves Jar Jar.
Love Jar Jar.
Jar Jar in this movie, like, makes a huge mistake.
Yes, he does.
It's insane. Which I don't know if that was because of the reaction to him in the first movie. Because people didn't
make
like
him
Jar Jar.
Stupid?
Yes. And, like, he, like, foolishly gives power to Palpatine. But people hated Jar Jar. Uh-huh. Do you remember this at all?
Yes, yes. Got into it a bit. Okay. We talked about Phantom Menace.
Do you remember this at all?
Well, because yes. I remembered it being, I knew the character because people hated
it. Yes, that's
why I
knew it.
I didn't know Star Wars, but I would know everyone hates Jar Jar Binks. Like, yes. That's just a known fact.
But he's fun.
He's fun.
Really fun.
Jar Jar is fun. He's there. It was an overreaction.
I think so.
And then Ahmaud Best, who that's the guy who who played Jar Jar.
He's a great physical comedian.
Yes, yeah.
I bet you if C-3PO wasn't in the first ones, and then they brought him into Phantom Menace, people would have been like, "What the fuck is this guy?"
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just because it was new.
Well, there's some CGI. There's some CG C-3PO in this movie as well.
There is C-3PO, and he comes too late. I was like, why, what?
It was random.
Yeah.
He also had his worst look yet. He was not shiny.
No.
I don't know what.
Parts of him were missing. Oh, wait. Okay, so Mitch, you like this movie?
I can defend this movie.
Okay, that's a very specific response.
You guys have now watched what some people, I mean, which a lot of people consider the worst Star Wars movie.
Attack of the Clones.
People think this is the worst prequel of them all.
Well, I'm glad we're on the same page with people on this
Finally.
One. It feels good to at least know that if we're shit-talking something, everyone else feels the same way, except you, apparently.
I mean,
You can see why it sucks, but you can defend it.
I think that the issue with the movie is that the first, 35 to 40 minutes of it, the within the city where they have the chase with the assassin, that stuff I think is not great.
Let me
and the death sticks and
let
all
me
that.
Remind everyone of the plot synopsis really quickly. Set 10 years after the events of the Phantom Menace, the Republic continues to be mired in strife and chaos. A separatist movement encompassing hundreds of planets and powerful corporate alliances poses new threats to the galaxy that even the Jedi cannot stem. These moves, long planned by an as yet unrevealed and powerful force, lead to the beginning of the Clone Wars and the beginning of the end of the Republic. Okay, so that's kind of the loose, I mean, we have pages that describe
pages and pages of shit.
It was honestly, I found it pretty confusing.
Yes, too much was happening.
Too much was happening. It was way too long. It was like, I felt like Hayden Christensen, I started to understand what that the point of that storyline was, like midway through.
Hayden Christensen,
that he's Darth.
Not to be rude, is maybe the worst actor of our generation.
Well, look, wait.
My God.
Okay.
I just gotta say,
you were heavy breathing over there.
He's panicking.
I mean, you're also okay. I'm like holding in laughter because you're right. Natalie Portman.
Oh, it's not good.
Is a great.
She's
and you know that she's a great
actress.
Oh my God,
she is a great actress.
And I kind of want to give Hayden Christensen the same.
Okay.
Because I remember him in other things. Was he in Life as a House? That was a movie I loved when I was younger.
I don't remember.
With Kevin Kline, and it's like, whatever.
Wasn't he in Jumper or Leaper? Or
name a movie he
Jumper.
Was in, but we want to defend him.
I believe
him.
It was Jumper.
Natalie Portman, I think, is really great in so many things. This is the weirdest. It was as if the note was like, have no expression ever.
Yes.
Never modulate your voice at all. But yet she kind of talks like she's very present day. Like,
yes, it was very confusing. The only actor in this movie who understood the tone of the movie was Palpatine.
Yeah.
And I think it's because he was in the original ones.
Yeah.
He was the only person where I was like, I buy everything you're saying. You're doing a great job.
I think Christopher Lee also does a good job.
Who's Christopher Lee?
He's Dooku.
Who's Dooku?
Let me see a picture.
Which one's Dooku?
Pull up Dooku.
Oh, Dooku is the Jedi that started getting the clones.
Yes.
He does a pretty decent job too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Yoda fighting was the most insane thing I've ever seen.
Oh, Yoda flying around? That was the silliest thing I've ever seen.
I couldn't handle it. I watched it with John Milheiser, who likes Star Wars. He was like, when I saw it in the theater, everybody cheered. And I was like, really?
That's so funny. I wanted to ask, so did you see this when it first came out?
This is one of the only, I pulled up a picture of Christopher Lee for you, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah.
This for me is one of the only Star Wars movies I don't think I saw in the theater.
Mm.
Okay, so it came out in 2002.
Yeah.
My question about this is I was watching it, and I feel like this has come up on other episodes, but like, so the CGI stuff bothers me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, at the time, did people think, wow, that looks real? Or did they think, wow, this is the best CGI we've ever had?
I think people are probably like, this looks real, right?
Because isn't that weird to go, this looks real, and it's like clearly bad?
Well, I'll say this. Mitch is trying to speak so much.
I know.
Wait, what do you?
No, I love hearing this. I think that the CGI especially in that first city scene, I think it does look kind of like a computer game, and it doesn't look good.
That explosion in the beginning, and then when the Princess Amidala double is on the ground with her hair, she looked like a cartoon.
Oh my God, I know.
Like her hair blown out, and
there
like
were so
very,
many cartoon
and then her
things.
Shoes were blown off. It was very funny.
Yeah. Well, how about Rose Byrne?
Yeah, Rose Byrne is Dorme. Is it Dorme?
It should be illegal that Keira Knightley, Rose Byrne, and Natalie Portman, all three have careers. They're the same person.
I know, you have to only let one do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
I know.
They're all the same.
Rose Byrne, it was kind of interesting because this was way before she was really known. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she has a very small part. But it was, so at first I wasn't sure it was her, but I was excited to know that it was. And then I thought about her being on set and how that must have been exciting.
And like on set, like surrounded by just like a green stage and green blocks.
Right.
It must have been insane.
I always forget that too, that like there's nothing around them for real. There's like no practical sets basically.
Yeah, it's strange to think about. Also, Ewan McGregor, I think, is a great actor, and some of these line reads, and then everyone calling each other master, I was like, this is kinky. It's weird.
I felt like it was weird that Natalie Portman's a senator. I was like, can we, everything's made up in this world. Make a fake word. Like, it doesn't mean the same thing, so just make it a senadu.
A senadu. Like, I'm a senadu.
I'm a senadu. How about when they kiss? Oh my God, you guys. I was kind of excited for some romance because we haven't had any in a bit.
This is the most romance heavy of.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And they did a bad job.
When they got married, so much happened.
Too much happened. Also,
are you guys over it already? Are we done?
No. Okay, let's walk through it a little bit.
Yes. Okay.
Let's walk through the beginning, okay? Okay, so how does it start? 10 years after the Trade Federation's invasion of Naboo?
Naboo?
Which one is it? The Galactic Republic.
Mitch corrected me earlier.
He did. It was so rude.
Naboo.
The Republic is threatened by the Separatist movement, organized by Jedi Master Count Dooku.
Who's allegedly dead, right?
Huh?
Isn't Dooku supposed to be dead, but then they find him in the galaxy? Did I make that up?
Maybe. Is there a thing where he's supposed to be dead? I don't know.
I don't remember
that. Oh, Ewan McGregor didn't. He was like, what? He's still alive?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise Ewan McGregor would be like, this lost Jedi, we found him. Right?
That's fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like gone away. He was missing or something. You're right. Look, there's a lot. Look, I don't take in everything either. I'm not some sort of episode 2 genius.
This is the thing. The fucking scroll starts at the beginning. I go, I can't even read this.
It was a lot.
It's so fucking dense.
Ryan Perez made a great point about Star Wars scrolls and that when they don't make sense, that's when it's the best.
Ah.
And when you understand it, you're like, this is like, I shouldn't understand what the Star Wars scroll is.
Yeah. Interesting, because one thing that's been surprising through this whole journey of watching these has been how much I do understand.
Yes.
I was like, the first one's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Like, it's boring, but whatever.
Oh,
like,
so boring.
I thought because I was on the outside of this thing for so long that it was like stuff I would never understand. And when you watch it, you're like, oh, I get it.
Like, I get it.
Well, they're like putting the pieces together for like the whole concept of this prequel is like that, like, democracy, like, always kind of collapses and doesn't work with these powerful people and people take advantage of the system. And this is like the most like putting things in place here. And there's like a lot of fucking boring, like meetings between all these people, the Trade Federation people.
Yes. And they're so
meetings.
Like real feeling like they're so long and boring. I'm like, wow, it's like a real meeting happened.
This. Well, I keep saying George Lucas, I think, believes that movies have to happen in real time.
He does. He was like, well, it takes 2 hours and 20 minutes for this story to happen in real time. Okay,
but in those meetings, there's like the techno droid man. There's like fun stuff.
There are some cute little things happening. No, there were things that got my attention peaked a little bit. And okay, so Senator Padme Amidala, who's Natalie Portman, comes to Coruscant to vote on a motion to create an army to assist the Jedi against the threat.
Coruscant,
thank you. Narrowly avoiding an assassination attempt upon her arrival, she is placed under the protection of Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi and his apprentice, 19-year-old Anakin Skywalker. I was pretty excited about the fact that he was 19.
Yes.
I kept
you
thinking...
freaks.
Just that was a hot young guy.
Yeah.
But I kept thinking about how... later, he's going to be that purple head when they take off his... Now, how does that check out? He's hot. Then he gets the Darth mask. He has a purple neck explosion.
It's very gross. So
as
the
fat Irishman, it's pretty normal for your head to turn more and more purple as you get older. So I can relate to
you
that.
You get it. So in the third one, we're going to see how he turns into bubblegum?
You might see how he turns. I don't want to spoil anything for
you.
No,
we can't. Don't spoil
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, don't. Okay.
Okay, so the two Jedi thwart a second attempt on her life and
were
subdue the assassin.
Were they send two centipedes to try to get her?
That was my favorite part. I liked seeing the bed. Mm-hmm. I liked seeing her room. I felt like we don't usually get to like see stuff like that.
It was a nice bed. It was like big and luscious.
It looked cozy
but
and it looked
current.
But then
I was like, why don't you lay down in your bed?
Yeah.
I get it was for camera, but just reposition the camera so she's laying down sleeping.
Right.
I thought she was, what do you mean?
She was like half up, half down.
You know what I hated? Her suitcase.
Oh my God. Lord,
why was
I had
her suitcase
such an
worse
issue.
Than mine?
Her suitcase was shitty. She only packed two, but homegirl had a headpiece, a giant
no
dress
way.
With a bustle under it, and she only packed two suitcases.
And they were
get
like a
real.
Normal, like, rolly suitcase yes. with no wheels. I was like, this should be a perfect circle that is a
yes.
robot that
yes.
follows her and she doesn't have to carry
and
it.
And in the future, I still have to fold clothes?
Right. This
get
makes
real.
No sense.
I've never even noticed that she had a suitcase.
Oh my God. That's like my main takeaway.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Her suitcase looked like it was from the Marshall's reject section.
It truly did.
Can
like,
I just say
the
that
bargain bin.
This Yoda hat is getting itchy, and I don't have any. My replacement hat is in the car, and I can't take it
Let's
off.
Let's just see your
okay,
hair.
You
I
can't
don't
take
think
it
I've
off.
Seen your hair.
It's insane. I haven't cut my hair.
Let's find out. Your hair's so long.
It's so long.
It's not long.
Crazy,
it doesn't
though.
Look crazy.
It looks good.
I'm also so mad at myself for correcting you with Coruscant that.
No,
I was
no,
so
no.
afraid that people would be like, he doesn't know it or something. You know, they're,
you have to correct.
Fine, yes.
If I say it wrong and then people
yes.
listen,
they'll
and then
correct
you
us.
Didn't say, oh my God, you have to correct.
I'll
us.
Also probably be corrected too. This Star Wars is scary.
That's why we're terrified. This yes. doesn't come out yet, but
we
you know,
keep
these people
saying,
are listening to us.
Be kind.
Five, six episodes in, and we have no idea how it's been going. Oh God.
Oh boy.
The bed should have been floating. How about that? There should have been a floating
bed. I agree.
Bed.
I would have loved
yes.
a floating bed.
It would have been very nice.
Anything like that where they could like have a little fun. That's what I want. I want there mm-hmm. to be like some little, you know, cute adjustments made.
Well, there was one. They take a boat somewhere and the boat is shaped like the most insane way.
Oh,
and I was
know.
Like, ooh, that must have been a fun production meeting where they're like, can we just have a boat? And no.
Yeah.
It's got to be shaped with like a little ladle handle.
I felt like where they were, I guess we're getting ahead of ourselves, but.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Anakin comes in. Mm-hmm. Look, I guess I'm supposed to know right off the bat that he's Darth Vader, but I
yes.
did not remember that.
It's hard to remember because he's so stupid and like wide-eyed and he's like, oh boy, all I want to be is right next to Natalie Portman. I like her so.
He's so obsessed with her that I kind of forgot he had a bad side and
yes.
was going to be bad.
He said he thought about her every day for 10 years. Get a hobby.
Totally.
Like, aren't you training to be a Jedi?
Wait, you're not supposed to tell women that?
And his accent is like New York or something. It's weird.
Oh, it goes in and out of a New York and then like a Midwest. It's so wild.
Master, I love her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her so. There is a little bit.
I love her so much. I thought about it every day.
It does sound like he's trailing off quite a bit. Yeah. Yes. He does not come off well in this movie.
No.
He's basically not bad up until like midway through, right? Like,
yeah.
So he's on the good side
mm-hmm.
for the whole beginning.
Uh-huh.
He's helping to protect her. And they have meeting. What are the meetings about? The meetings are about
the Jedi Council meeting.
Yeah.
For Hayden. I'm sorry. Anakin. To like protect
join.
Natalie
yes.
Portman's to protect Padme.
And
basically.
He's very like, he thinks really highly of himself. And he's like, I actually mm-hmm. feel like I'm already better than my master.
Yeah.
Like I know
well,
more
also,
than him.
Well, also Palpatine's been gassing him up. Cause I think Palpatine at one point is like, you are, you know, better. You're a great Jedi. So I think he was putting those or Millhiser told me this. It's not
yeah,
my thoughts.
This is great.
He was like that. He was putting seeds in his little brain to be like, I am powerful. I am badass.
Mm-hmm.
So then it would be easier to turn him to the dark side.
Yes.
Okay.
They think that Anakin, I mean, obviously he's very powerful but they think that he can be turned to the dark side pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
Not easily, but they
but like
maybe
he
because he's
yeah.
young and
mm-hmm.
and Dooku, yeah. which you see later, like he likes Obi-Wan. It seems like
yes.
he's like, join me. But
yes,
I'm
wants
getting
Obi-Wan
ahead of myself.
Because
yeah.
Yoda has said Obi-Wan is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think that's why he's trying to turn him. Also, we get to see little Jedi kids. That was delightful.
That was fun.
Younglings.
I wanted more Jedi kids. They're called younglings?
They're called younglings.
That sounds delicious.
There you go, younglings.
Yeah, those
a youngling
were cute.
Potato.
Wait,
what is the actual potato? Fingerling.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you something
uh-huh.
now? I won't spoil anything.
Okay.
But something happens in episode three with all the younglings.
Oh no.
Something bad? I'm not saying if it's good or bad.
Okay.
I'm just saying there's a big scene with the younglings.
Okay, I'm pretty
excited.
It's going
to be like Ewoks, where they're all running around and they have like a treehouse.
That would be fun.
That'd be so cute.
Little younglings.
I wish I could tell you guys. Oh man, I really want to tell you what happens. This is sad for
me. We honestly need any sort of delight that can await us, so I can't let you tell
yes,
us. Like,
I'm very
excited.
We have
to have something positive to look forward to.
I can't wait for you to see it. Oh, that's all I'll say.
Wait, what's the next one called?
Revenge of the Sith,
yes. Okay. I was thinking Rise because of the Rise of Skywalker's coming out. Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, so the two Jedi thwart a second attempt on her life and subdue the assassin, Zam Wessel. Mm-hmm. She is killed by her client, a bounty hunter, before she can reveal her identity. The Jedi Council instructs Obi-Wan to find the bounty hunter while Anakin is tasked to protect Padme and escort her back to Naboo, where he expresses his romantic feelings for her.
Oh my God, all of these scenes in Naboo are just ridiculous. Also, the way Anakin comes on to her over and over and over again, and she's like, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Then it works out.
Yeah, I was like,
that's a good lesson.
Yeah, persistence is key. But I will say, she was wearing a real sexy leather outfit, like in front of a fireplace. And I was like, well, you are sending kind of mixed signals.
I mean, look, she's
you look
hot.
Like a dominatrix. You look so good.
She's like wearing crop tops 90% of the time.
Oh, I love when she gets like hit with that thing and it perfectly rips her shirt
yes.
for a nice little midriff.
Yes.
Oh.
Natalie Portman she's very pretty in these.
She's gorgeous.
Old enough at this
she's
point, right?
So
she's
pretty.
20 or so.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's not weird to say.
Thank you.
I'm sure people were saying it from when she was 10.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But she's, I mean, the performance again is, I feel like it's going to be very hard to act in these movies, in these scenarios, because it feels
yes.
like. Ewan McGregor is a good actor too, and he does an okay job.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know. I had almost the opposite thought, but it doesn't make sense. I was thinking it seems like it'd be easy to act in these scenes because you don't do anything.
Yeah.
However, the takeaway is everyone did a bad job, so it's not easy. Our feeling is like it should be easy because you're just being like monotone.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the moment, that probably feels like nothing, and then you're like. It doesn't even, you don't even know how to express any sort of emotion with that sort of tone.
I feel like the direction should not have been like, be monotone.
Yeah.
It was so, again, Palpatine is the only one who I think,
Christopher Lee.
Dooku were the only two people who I thought were like, who used language in a way that I was like, oh, I understand exactly what you're trying to do.
Well, like, you know that part where Anakin starts like yelling and throwing stuff?
It's
like,
boy.
That was horrible. Like,
oh boy.
I don't believe it at all. But I thought, well, he hasn't even like raised his voice once throughout this whole thing. And I was like, I hate it. I really do. Why I gotta be like this? And it's like, are you in a 1950s
like,
play?
I killed them all. The men, the women,
the children.
All of them. And
so
then Padme is just like, it's okay.
And she still wants to marry him. I was like, he's showing you all the red flags.
Yeah, I'm like, he drove away on a scooter to find his lost mother.
That
he murdered
hilarious.
A village. And then she's all cut up. And then she's like, I love you. And he's like, gotta murder.
Okay, well, let's keep going. Okay, so Obi-Wan's investigation leads him to the mysterious ocean planet of Kamino.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now for me, I think that the movie... starts picking up when we get to Kamino.
Okay. Which one is Kamino? The one
Kamino
that looks like
is the
Hawaii?
One with a bunch of water.
Yeah.
It's
and
like raining
bunch
constantly.
Of tall aliens.
And I was like,
oh, I loved them.
Oh, they were fun. But I was like, they should have a moisture farm there. There's
that
a lot
makes
of moisture
way
there.
More
and
sense.
Then they could send it to Anakin's planet.
They should start playing basketball, those guys. They're all very tall.
They're so hot.
They're very tall. They were kind of sexy.
They were.
One was wearing leggings.
No, I weirdly kept thinking about what it'd be like to make out with them.
Right,
and
me
I don't
too.
Know.
I was like,
wait,
ooh.
What?
I would have to like get
I
on an apple
know.
Box.
Like, I don't know why, but I was like, their nose like connects to their mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of hot.
Well, hold on. Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to get on an apple box, which means that you're making out with them on set. Are you making out with them in costume or are you making out with the actual aliens?
The actual alien.
I would want the alien because they know things we don't know and that's attractive.
And then I just really
liked... Is this
liked...
a normal thing that you thought about what would be like
honestly,
making out with
I feel
aliens?
Normal because Nicole thought it too.
You're
I
normal.
Thought I was weird.
And you know what? A bunch of tweets are going to roll in from a bunch of women who are like, I thought it too.
Yeah.
I love those aliens.
There was something about the way they moved.
They moved so fluidly. One was wearing leggings, and I liked those skinny little legs.
And the like skinny little neck and head. Yes. I don't know. It was like punk people or something.
And then I was like, maybe their necks retract to come down to kiss you.
Ooh, yeah, we don't know how they fuck.
What?
Yeah.
We don't know how they fuck.
It's so crazy that I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, man, it's hard to like, get into a relationship, get things going, and then you guys daydream about kissing Camino aliens.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The hell?
Hello. I just think it would be really like tender.
There was something about them.
Yeah.
I can't.
They were
the
sexy.
Silverness or something.
They were
I don't
really
know.
Just sexy. So they hire Jango Fett.
Yeah.
Who's a bounty hunter.
Who's a bounty hunter. And then they clone him. And then this was confusing to me. So Dooku.
Yeah.
Went to the sexy aliens and said, I want clones. Mm-hmm. So then the sexy aliens find Jango, bring Jango to their planet, and then clone Jango.
Mm. Yeah. Jango Fett.
Jango Fett.
And yeah. Well, this is complicated because this is like a whole, it's a whole big plan. They're basically starting a war.
Yes.
Palpatine is basically just starting a war.
And then are these stormtroopers? Are they going to end up being stormtroopers? Because that's what they reminded me of.
That you're onto something for sure. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but like,
yeah.
I mean, like, yes. I mean, you're right. I mean, for everyone watching this movie at this point, it was like, oh, those are future stormtroopers, but do they turn into the actual stormtroopers? I don't know. You'll see in the next movie.
Okay. And then Jango Fett was like, sure, I'll do this. Also, I need a clone, but like, don't alter him. He wanted like a son.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get Boba Fett.
Yeah. Who you got, you guys have watched episodes, you've seen Return of the Jedi,
Boba
right?
Boba Fett is like, everyone loves Boba Fett.
Yeah,
everyone
and then he dies super quick. And we don't know anything about Boba Fett.
This was like 80s and early 90s. I mean, they loved him forever, but it just became a thing of like, Boba Fett's cool and he has a jetpack and he's the one who got Han Solo and the carbonite and stuff.
This is what I love because it all ends up being that simple.
Yeah.
Like for years, everyone's like, Boba Fett. I'm like, that word means nothing. Like it sounds complicated. What? It's like, he had a jetpack. It's like, it's that simple.
He has a jetpack.
Was that your impression of me?
Mm-hmm. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Remember in 2018 when border control separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents and deported the parents back to their home countries while keeping the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who still have not been reunified. Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm-reduction-based practice. Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and counseling that they need in order to heal and get on their feet. Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you'd see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like me and believe that families belong together, join me in supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity to donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. Altrolado.org/volunteer.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now, where would I put it? Ooh, I mean, I'm kind of looking to connect with friends. I'm also looking to retreat a little bit and be by myself. It's hard to know exactly what you need at any given time. And it can be so easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up so much. After the winter, the spring is here. Well, what's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I started therapy when I was about 30, and it was so, so helpful for me for learning about myself, learning about boundaries, learning about my relationships with other people, and how to deal with other people. There's so many things you can benefit from therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newcomers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newcomers.
Ooh, do you want to make your mom smile? Start Mother's Day with flowers or surprise her with gifts from the brand she loves. And guess what? It's delivered with the same day with DoorDash. Get 50% off your next order of up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now on DoorDash. And the promo code is NEWCOMERS. Listen, moms are a gift. I know that best. So give her the best this Mother's Day. Select from hundreds of expertly crafted bouquets to the best of tech to self-care essentials delivered right to the door. Get 50% off your next order up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code NEWCOMERS. That's NEWCOMERS. Order using DoorDash today. Terms apply. Get a Mother's Day gift as unique as she is with DoorDash.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Okay. So then Obi-Wan is like questioning Jango Fett and the sexy aliens, and that's how he figures out all of that stuff. And then we wait, Jango's ship is called the Slave One?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. Right. Jango's ship is the Slave One?
Yeah.
Is that like Jango Unchained? Is that connected?
Maybe. Oh my God, maybe Quentin Tarantino stole it from there. Wow.
I think, well, do you want me to tell you what I think?
Yes. Yeah.
It's the most wrong thing I've ever heard.
No, we don't want you to tell us what you think.
All right.
I also think Jenga may be related to Jango. Jenga Fett.
Jenga Fett.
Oh my God. Okay. That should be a game.
Jango Fett.
So then his clone son, Boba Fett, and Jango Fett. They
now
like,
I'm confused about what his name is. I'm thinking Jenga. I'm getting
it's
confused.
It's Jango Fett.
Jango Fett.
And then they go to the rock planet. And then they're trying to like kill Obi-Wan. And
well,
then
hold on. They go through the asteroid field, you're saying.
Yeah. And then he keeps like trying to kill him with like the fumes.
Yeah. That's cool, right?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I thought the fight with Jango Fett on Kamino was kind of cool too.
Oh,
in the rain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
that
one's
was pretty
Kamino?
Fun.
The one
Kamino's
it's on
the rainy
neon?
Planet.
It's where the aliens are that you want to make out with.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
But then I was like, so there's a full ass fight happening outside, and these aliens are hearing doof, 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 like on the roof, and they're not like going outside to be like, what's up?
I mean, yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
So what happens next? This is where, okay, this is when Anakin goes to his mom.
right?
Yeah, because he's been like thinking about his mom for a while. So then he was like, I guess I should like go visit her.
And at this point, I remembered that he was going to become Darth Vader. And I thought, okay, when she starts to die, I go, don't tell me that her dying is all that it takes for him to go to the dark side.
I mean, honestly, it is.
And it was.
No, like, no, he's not on the dark side yet.
But well, he went fucking nuts and he started
murdered
killing people.
The whole Tusken Raiders.
The Tusken Raiders are...
Which sounds
been
a, like a football team.
Yeah.
That's very funny. That seems very almost planned out, and it was not
it wasn't at all. No.
We truly just had the same thoughts watching this movie.
We want to fuck the silver guys. Man.
So bad.
And I can't wait to watch the Tusken Raiders at the Super Bowl.
It went, it went from, why don't you make out with the silver long man, and now you want to straight up fuck them.
Well, I want to 69 them because I think that they could totally curl up into like a weird position.
Yeah,
and
it would work. Oh, boy.
If you 69 them, their heads would be like a foot away from your,
no,
the bottom of your feet.
No, their necks they could go retract like, or they can like move. Yeah. I think it would be
there's
so
movement there.
Great.
Yeah. And what about their tongues?
God.
We don't even know what those look like.
You could probably just do missionary, and then they could bend their heads down to, like, your butt.
Wow, probably, yeah. They could do a full, like, question mark position where they're, like, at the base and the top at the same time.
I'd be afraid to see what they have down there. They're
I
so
think
long.
Something fun.
Something crazy.
Something fun?
Yes.
I bet it's, like, a rocket dick.
Yeah, like a big, fat rocket dick. Blast off right into you.
Do you want me to look? Do you want me to Google to see if I can find any Camino aliens?
Yes, please.
Like porn.
Yes, yes, please. See if their jizz looks like when Alex Mack turns into a silver blob and moves from one location to another.
Oh boy, I just passed away. That was very funny.
That's how Alex Mack. Is it Alex Mack or Alice Max?
Alex.
It's not Alice Max.
Yeah, you don't. Be a shitty name. Hi, I'm Alice Max. Okay. So then after he kills those Tusken Raiders. Oh, wait, but then we find out that Anakin's mom was sold, that the Jewish man sold her.
Watto!
The Jewish fly
oh my God,
sold
that
her.
Thing is...
Watto, he's thing, fun, he's funny.
He's bad.
He's wild.
She was a slave. It is fucked up. I mean, that whole thing is fucked up, and Anakin should maybe want to kill Watto.
Yeah.
They just have like a weird conversation where he's like, you sure grew up.
He's like, oh, you were Jedi? There's people who owe me money. Okay. Yeah. We get it.
That character was
money.
That scene really felt like a video game where like you approach the hut. You have to have a way too long conversation. They give you all the information. You have to get through all of that before you can pass by. I was like, Go. Like, I don't care. I don't need him to, like, tell us his life story. And be like, wow, you sure look different, Anakin. Haven't seen you since before. It's like, pass.
Yeah, it could have been very quick. Also.
Well, I just want to say that I found the Kamino aliens, and there's plenty.
See, we're not crazy.
Yeah, we're normal.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Well, show
oh
me
my
one thing.
God.
Yeah, show us one thing.
Well, here's a female.
Damn.
Wait, let me see.
Okay, here's the female.
She's like ripped and naked.
Oh boy.
And then there's this one. Okay.
She's so, like a reptile.
Whoa. You got I'm not
oh,
into
so
it.
here's Obi-Wan having sex with one.
Whoa.
Okay, wait.
And yeah, that's a little too let's see it.
Let's see it. We just have to see it to judge it.
Yeah, you know, just
okay,
just see.
Here we go. Here it is. That's Obi-Wan having sex with it. There's a more graphic one that I didn't show you guys.
Oh my God. She's like mounting him on his lap and she's facing out.
That's... And then there is a penis. I don't want to.
Well, I got
to
see that.
We need to know. Mm-hmm. You only keep showing us the female ones and it feels
pretty.
I'm in trouble.
Well, we talked about the dick and it seems like you're afraid to share it.
Well, here's the deal is that you were right. It is. It's basically a rocket dick.
Hell yeah, dude. That's a nice dick.
Let's see.
That's insane.
It's a big old honking
Whoa.
Dick. Hell yeah. I'll take it.
Mama mia.
A one, please.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
That thing looks good.
Just very horny.
No. Yeah, all right. Well, be looking at that later.
You don't even know what the world is. Why?
Everything exists.
Why not?
We did a fan fiction episode where we read and wrote our own Star Wars fan fiction.
Yes, Lauren and I thought fan fiction was only the nasty ones. And then Madeline was like, no, no, you can write something nice.
She wrote like a thoughtful piece. Ours was like,
they jizzed and then they jizzed more. It was like blue milk. Oh, we get to see blue milk.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that when they go back to Uncle Owen and...
Yes, yes, yes.
Baru- yeah.
So the guy was like, I'm your half-brother. That's who raises Luke Skywalker, right? And then that's who gets murdered later in A New Hope.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Owen, yes.
Oh, okay.
The, cool. And then there's Shmi's, like, boyfriend, right?
Oh, that...
or, like, husband guy.
One-legged man?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty devastating that he only had one leg and couldn't look for her anymore. Mm-hmm. And then when he finds her, after he hops off the scooter and finds her, she's all like cut up in the weirdest way possible.
Yes.
Oh. Also, she's like the only prisoner.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why do they want her?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, the Tusken Raiders are like, that's why it's not, they're like known to be like crazy and like kind of monsters. So when he massacres the Tusken Raiders, it is a bad it's a bad moment because, I mean, especially because he's killing the children of these Tusken Raiders, but they are like known to be kind of like these like ruthless monsters in the universe. So,
Oh, wait, have we talked about how Anakin and what's her name? Padme literally roll around in fields. Have we talked about that?
What part is that?
That's when they're in her home planet. And they're truly like
Naboo, when they're riding the cows. When, and stuff.
Yeah, he rides this big fucking cow. He like falls down. She's like, Anakin, no. And then she like runs over and then he like rolls over and he's like, tee. And then she like falls on him and then they roll, literally roll around.
I honestly feel like I missed this part.
All of you.
Because I don't remember them riding a cow.
I watched the film. They ride those big fat cows.
Like they ride big, the cow big cows. Aliens.
I got to see it to believe it.
Honestly, they're really big.
Yeah. I remember this.
And then also, there's either right before that or right afterwards. And this is a famous. This is the thing that people talk about a lot. But Anakin talks about how he doesn't like sand. He's like, I don't like sand.
That part was crazy.
Where she was like, I love water.
Yes.
And he's like, I don't like sand, but you're not like sand.
And
you're
does he relate everything to sand?
Yeah,
sand is grainy. Milk's not grainy. Milk isn't like sand. It's like, what are you talking about?
And I guess he doesn't like sand because he grew up on that moisture farm in Sandland. No, wait, that's Luke. Where did he grow up?
But don't you feel like the sand?
In Sandland.
Don't you feel like the sand?
Anakin's from Sandland?
Tatooine.
Oh, yeah. Anakin's from Sandland. What?
Is it Tatooine?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just felt really cool. I knew that.
You knew the Sandland name?
Don't you feel like the sand, like, isn't the kind of sand, like, at the beach where it gets in, like, your butt crack? Like, it feels like he was saying it gets everywhere. I was like, no, it doesn't. I just don't buy that. Like, you're walking around fully clothed all the time. They're like, it's not like they're laying around in
correct.
It.
Correct.
It just was a they're weird not going analogy.
Swimming it's and getting wet.
It's weird to think of Star Wars characters also getting sand in their butt.
Yeah, like, I just don't think it does. Like, it falls right off.
I think Sandland is a good theme park, Adam Sandler themed theme park.
The Sandman Sandland.
Sandland.
I would go there.
Honestly,
the Little Nicky drop so or something. I don't know.
Honestly, Little Nicky is such a funny movie.
I haven't watched that in so long.
It got such a bad rap.
Popeye's chicken fucking rocks. I know. I love it.
Okay. Well, I feel like we should get to the point. So they.
Okay.
Then they have the whole thing where they're like going to be fighting to the death on those like in a sort of gladiator ring. Is that next?
Yeah, that was kind of confusing as to how all of them.
Yeah,
got
the Colosseum
there.
Scene. See, at this point, I like this movie. I officially am on board with this movie.
Okay.
I know that there is like a CG 3PO with getting.
That was
tossed
so
around and his
wild.
Head gets changed.
And his head was then put on something else.
Yes.
And
and then he's like, I'm going to kill everyone. Oh, what am I?
He's so silly.
And then he's like, R2-D2, oh, he's getting into trouble. And I was like, no, R2's like pretty much a catalyst for getting you into trouble. R2
doesn't
knows what he's
say
doing.
Anything, man. Like,
no,
yeah, leave him alone.
I know.
And then that big stamping thing,
when they were stuck in the conveyor belt, that part was scary, but also because it looked so fake, I was like, whatever, like, this is where I feel like we really need the practical effects. Like, if you're going to be about to be killed by a machine, I want to feel like the pressure is on.
Anakin gets his hand caught and then just pulls it away.
And then he has, like, a jeweled claw when he's getting married. I don't know if you noticed that. Where it was like,
wait, hold on. There's a reason
skeleton.
For that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. But
yes.
Have you guys ever been in a factory? They are scary like that.
I can't say that I have
never been in a factory. But I do think if it was like a practical factory, it would have been a little bit more scary.
Yes.
Also, why were they filling up them big cups with hot lava?
I know. And then R2 or whoever was like, don't do that one. She's in there. Yeah. I was like, oh, thanks, buddy.
And R2
helped us out.
R2's flies.
Yeah, I didn't know R2 flies.
No one knew that. Wait, when does it happen where Yoda starts fighting the dude?
Oh, that's a little bit later.
No, this is a little bit later. This
Coliseum.
That's
after the Coliseum where they release like the big bug, the big warthog, and then something else.
The big cat.
Oh, yeah.
It's very sad to me that the big cat gets like killed, I think, pretty much first.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
And then there's like a bunch of bugs watching.
Yeah.
And then the Asian aliens come make a comeback because we needed that again.
Oh, dear God.
It's like a pretty...
Oh, yeah, that was like, fucked up.
Heavy Asian accent. And
I know,
like,
I didn't like that.
Well, I wouldn't have minded if they were actually Asian.
Yeah, it was
like
just
Asian
actors. Like a racist voice.
Yeah, it was very strange.
Well, I'm not going to jump on board and say, I actually like them. I'll agree with you.
They're my favorite.
Okay, so then we get... Towards the end.
And then who knew Princess Amidala could fight?
I'm trying to skip an hour
you
ahead.
You guys hate this movie.
But truly, who knew?
You guys hate this
who
one
knew Padme
so
or whatever could fight?
It's so tedious.
It was wild.
The Coliseum is fun. That scene is fun.
It's a little
fun. It was
fun.
A little fun, but it felt random. It kind of yes. was like, why are they in this now? Like, I just didn't really get it.
Mm.
And then I was like, why didn't Dooku just kill them? Why
he
did
was
he
like,
think-
she'll die.
Yeah.
They were waiting for her to die, and then... Didn't happen.
And she didn't die.
Well, he's like he kind of like gives them the he's like an idealist. He basically gives them an ultimatum of like,
mm-hmm.
if you join me or whatever, I won't kill you. I think he gives it to Obi-Wan and to.
But why doesn't he just kill them as opposed mm-hmm. to putting them in this like Coliseum gladiator death thing?
More fun to watch.
It's more
struggle.
Fun to watch. Yeah.
Okay, fair.
And also, I mean, like. The bottom line is that they don't really want to kill Anakin. I mean, Anakin, they don't want to kill.
Oh, right. So they're just trying to kill
that's
her.
Why. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and then while that's happening, Jar Jar Binks votes to give emergency powers to Chancellor Palpatine, which is like not great.
So this is so Jar Jar fucks up so bad. Yes. This is like the beginning of the end, basically. Mm-hmm. He's given power to the Emperor.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it was really interesting that Padme gave Jar Jar power. Jar Jar's a known
goofy
idiot.
He steps in poop and like falls over.
Yeah. Like, why are we giving this man power or this thing? This platypus power.
What do you think they were interacting with when Jar Jar was there? Do you think it was a person with like green screen balls on them? Or do you think it was like.
I think it was a mob best with mm-hmm. like with where I think he actually wore a Jar Jar hat.
Oh no.
I hope there's no footage of that.
I hope.
Yes, I do.
By the way, we skipped over a character that I relate to the most.
Oh,
I just
who?
Think that if I were to be a character in the Star Wars world, it's Dexter Jetster, the diner owner.
Oh yeah.
The diner.
I can see that was also a useless
random
scene.
To me where I'm like, now there's a diner. Like, I don't know. Anytime there's something like very current mm-hmm. or it throws me off.
Yeah, it's strange. I feel like that.
I like it, but then I'm like, well, then do more of that.
Yeah,
like, make everything a little bit like normal, but a little bit turned on its head.
Was the diner where we find out that there's like a Jedi in the galaxy that's not accounted for? Wait, what information did that man give Obi-Wan?
Oh,
I don't remember.
Do you remember, Mitch?
Dexter Jetster. He told them where he told them where to find
that planet.
He told them where the thing that killed the shapeshifter.
I thought the shapeshifter
was very pretty.
Oh, she was gorgeous, and I was so happy that it was a woman. It was like that was fun. She's like
a fugly alien monster when she dies, but still kind of I still kind of like her.
Shrivel up into a very ugly thing.
But he
a changeling
says,
is that what it was called?
Yes, a changeling.
Yeah, those were disturbing every time someone died and turned into something else.
I found a picture of Ahmed Best on set, and it is actually very funny.
Oh my God.
It is.
I almost wish that's what it really was. Like just a better version of that.
Yeah, that's great.
Him having a hat on, like a Jar Jar head on his head.
I'd like to like see his face, but like a sort of real head like that is kind of cool.
That's so funny to put on your kit, like to put on your costume and then be like, I'm an adult.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
I'm going to do this.
He was, because people were so mean about Jar Jar, I think he was like kind of, these movies like fucked up a
they
lot of people.
They fucked up young Anakin.
Yes, Jake Lloyd is the most fucked up of anyone.
Yeah, it's like a real bummer.
It's a bummer.
And I, really I thought bad he was good. Everyone. I thought he acted circles around.
Of course, and also he's a little kid.
Hayden Christensen.
Being so mean about like a 6-year-old is just very immature.
It's not right. So then... what happens? Then a big battle happens.
So the Jedi come.
Yes.
During the Colosseum, they get surrounded. Basically, they're done for. The Jedi come to help them out. Then the Jedi get surrounded.
Yes.
Mace Windu chops off Jango Fett's head.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yeah. And then Boba Fett watches.
Boba Fett, yeah.
And then Boba Fett later picks up the severed head.
Yes. Which is pretty dark.
Is probably still inside.
Yeah.
And then that becomes his helmet.
Yeah.
Do you think he cleaned it?
I don't think.
Or do you think his daddy guts are just surrounding his head?
No,
it's.
I feel
pretty
like it
dark.
Would be hard to get out.
The head? Daddy guts?
No, the head.
Yeah.
Oh, full the of daddy guts. Sorry, daddy yeah, guts.
It'd be hard to get that out of there for sure.
You'd have to shake it out or something. I'm sure.
You get some Clorox wet wipes.
He just puts it right on his head. He says, "I love my daddy."
They or maybe he wears it like Ahmaad Best wore the Jar Jar head.
Oh my God.
Just on top.
Very funny to think about.
And then they fly off with the Yoda comes with the with the clones. And they make an escape from there.
Yes. And then somehow she falls down. She falls out of the ship.
She falls out of the ship.
She fell into the sand.
And then got up like it was fine. Someone's like, "You okay?" And she's like, "Mm-hmm." And then she got up and ran away.
I know.
Honestly, another reason for him to hate sand. She fell right into some sand.
She did.
It's true. But
the
she
sand
didn't break
broke her
back.
Fall.
Yeah.
Also, the way she runs away, her arms are so far away from her body and her strides are so long. John made me rewind
it. I saw it on his
three
story.
Times.
I was wondering, like, what? Maybe it was hard to run on the sand, or maybe she's just a weird runner.
Maybe.
Then they had their wedding, okay? I feel like we can get to that point.
Wait, no, we have to do the fight.
Oh, my Jesus.
The fight where...
between Yoda?
Yoda, Dooku, Obi-Wan, and Anakin, where he slices a little bit of Obi-Wan, but somehow doesn't slice an appendage off.
Right.
And then Yoda's like, boo, boo, boo. Oh, wait, no. Anakin goes, boo, boo, boo. And then fucking slices his whole arm.
Yeah.
Slices no blood. His arm off.
No blood.
No.
Just bite arm.
It's cauterized because of the lightsaber.
There we go.
That makes sense.
There we go. And that makes sense with Boba Fett's head, too.
Mm.
All right.
Yep.
Answering
it's a
questions.
Two-in-one tool.
And then Yoda bounces around like a toy. He looks like a little
it's
toy.
It's silly how he's jumping around and flying around.
It made me laugh really hard.
I liked it. I hated Yoda in this movie because I wanted
him to be
Yoda
a puppet.
When he's more real. I don't like when Yoda's a total cartoon.
We don't like it.
It's very funny to be like, then he bounced around like a little toy. It was fake looking and stupid. I liked it.
Yeah, I wanted a puppeteer to fucking puppeteer him around.
Mm.
And then Dooku was just like, oh, I guess you are strong, fucking Yoda. And then does he just leave? What happens?
Count Dooku, he flies off and because he's about he basically is going to crush Anakin and
yes
and Obi-Wan, and so Yoda kind of has to relent and then. Mm-hmm. Because Yoda, you know, he was putting up a fight. He could have bested him, and then
yeah,
and
Yoda
then,
was pretty strong. Yoda was moving columns and shit.
I liked when Yoda was like pushing it back at him. Like,
See, that
was kind of fun, and I don't think they could have done that with a puppet to watch Yoda's face turn
when he,
to
like,
be like struggling. Yeah, that was fun.
I think that after Coruscant, after the city scene, the New Japan scene,
yeah.
That I think the movie's good besides the kind of dumb romantic elements of
The romance.
The romance was what kept me the most interested, though, I have to say. I didn't like it, but I liked
they
watching
had
it.
Zero chemistry.
There's no chemistry. There's nothing happening.
Mm.
But I was confused about why it was progressing. I was shocked they got married at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That part was really weird.
They
and then
get
it just
married,
ends on a wedding like, boop.
They get married in the smallest wedding. They had no...
C-3PO and R2 are there. They're
no
the,
people?
Someone officiated it.
He had a gold skeleton hand.
There's someone officiates it, and then there's, I forget who officiates it. I should know.
It was kind of a faceless, I honestly feel like they didn't really focus on who it was.
I know it was, but C-3PO and R2-D2 are witnesses. Yes, they're the witnesses to the wedding.
Because you need two witnesses. Also, we get to learn about the Death Star before they get married. Yeah. Those little bug people are making a Death Star.
Yeah.
You want to talk about some of this trivia? It's kind of fun.
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay, so the first scene in which Obi-Wan and Anakin appear was filmed after principal photography had finished. Ewan McGregor had shaven off his beard, so he had to wear a fake one. Now, this is very triggering for you.
This is a triggering situation.
Because you're in a similar situation in your life.
I think I just lost a role for not being able to shave off my beard.
We'll find out. I hope it doesn't go that way.
I hope it works out.
I appreciate that.
I think it will.
I will go crazy. This town is insane.
Yeah, it is. It makes no sense.
It is. Hollywood is wild. Okay, so when Anakin tells Padme that he killed all the Tusken Raiders, that I killed them all speech is almost a word-for-word copy of Ralph Macchio's speech from 1983's The Outsiders.
I don't understand why. Why is that? It's not even like a great speech. It's like kind of basic.
It's pretty bad.
Is the Outsiders directed by Coppola? No.
Yes?
I don't know. They shot this in Sydney, Australia for like a whole summer. And then, it was the Guinness World Record Award winner for highest box office gross for a screenwriter.
Oh.
And that's George Lucas who wrote it.
Wow.
Yes. Every single clone trooper was computer generated. I thought they looked pretty real. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. That one was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. By the way, it was co-written by George Lucas and Jonathan Hales, George Lucas directed it.
Neither one of them knows what love is.
No, that's true. That is true.
Or how people talk to each other.
Oh my God. The Stinkers Bad Movie Awards gave Hayden Christensen the worst supporting actor prize. That's so mean.
He won a Stinkers?
It's so mean to have a Stinkers.
Yeah, like the Razzies.
I know.
All of that is so mean because I'm like, they worked on this for a very long time.
I know,
and
he has no control over whether it's going to be good.
Do you think the Stinkers are going to give me an award for this episode?
I hope so.
We've nominated you for
a
Stinker,
Mitch. It's a high honor in the podcast community.
Samuel L. Jackson reportedly had BMF engraved into the handle of his lightsaber. BMF is short for Bad Motherfucker, which was stitched onto the wallet of Jackson's character Jules in Pulp Fiction. That's fun.
You know what,
though? It's kind of fun to like be like, can you get it engraved?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you were like the prop guy and he's like, I want BMF like engraved into my lightsaber, I'd be like, okay. This is kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I'm sure the prop master was like, I feel cool.
If it's me going like, can you engrave like I love kittens and it's like a secret trick for me and no one else knows. You don't get to have an Easter egg. We have to fire her. Yeah.
So Francis Ford Coppola did direct Outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they're buddies. And I think it's just like a little homage.
I guess that would be really cool if you had anything to do with the Outsiders. You'd be like, oh, they're giving us a little nod. Okay. On the DVD commentary, Anakin's shadow on Tatooine before he leaves the Lars to find Shmi was not digitally altered to resemble Darth Vader's helmet. It was pure coincidence. Wow. I didn't understand why they zoomed in on that shadow.
Me either.
I didn't even think it looked like Darth Vader's
helmet.
Me either. Okay, so the coincidence wasn't pure enough.
Jet Lucas, son of George Lucas, appears as a young Jedi Padawan. Yep. And then Katie Lucas, George's daughter, appears as a twinklet?
Lilac?
On the croissant bar.
Croissant.
Oh my God.
That's fun though. His kids got to be in the movie.
So Boba Fett is, Jet is spelled like Fett. And Jet, I feel like it's a combo between Jango and Fett.
Maybe.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Sorry, you guys are like, we want to go to bed.
At 1:30. So the reviews, there's a lot of...
people did not like
us. Roger Ebert, who actually has loved like all of them. He says, it's not what's there on the screen that disappoints me, but what's not there. Mm. It is easy to hail the imaginative computer images that George Lucas brings to Star Wars, Attack of the Clones, to marvel at his strange new aliens and towering cities and sights, such as thousands of clones all marching in perfect ranks into a huge spaceship. To see the beginnings of the dark side in young Anakin Skywalker, all of those experiences are there to be cheered by fans of the Star Wars series, and for them, this movie will affirm their faith. Wait, what? He liked it?
Oh, boy.
I thought he was saying he didn't like it because he goes... What's not there is what disappointed him. But that means he loved it so much he wanted more. I literally thought
And you guys think Ebert's a fucking idiot.
Dude,
huh?
I love Ebert, but every review of
really
Star Wars
off on this.
Has been crazy. I literally thought this was a bad review and Same. I just read a good one.
Rolling Stone said, the big problem, aside from the fact that The Matrix and The Lord of the Rings outclass Lucas at his own game, is talk, talk, talk. Mm. Even with script help from Jonathan Hales, Lucas still can't write dialogue that doesn't induce projectile vomiting. Wow. And the film's visual snap, it was all shot digitally, leaves emotions at a chilly remove. What helps are cool gadgets and cooler villains, notably the great Christopher Lee as Count Dooku and New Zealander Tamira Morrison as the bounty hunter Jango Fett, Daddy to clone son Boba Daniel Logan. Even Ewan McGregor has stopped playing Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi with a stick up his ass. Oh, Ewan McGregor has.
This is a little too Rolling Stoney of this. Yeah,
I know, it was really chill. They said Daddy and stick up your ass.
Daddy.
That's really okay. The Hollywood Reporter says, other than a CG-enhanced chase through the airwaves of an urban metropolis near the beginning, the film gets off to a slow start with much exposition and characters getting reacquainted 10 years after the events of Phantom Menace. Surprisingly flat-footed dialogue scenes that feature wooden acting, dreary art direction, and old-fashioned optical wipes are either intended as an homage to the sci-fi of the 50s or reflect the director's impatience with exposition.
Mm.
Ugh. Anyway, people just...
These read like the scrolls. They're
dense and boring.
These reviews are dense and boring, and I don't understand them.
I agree. You know what? I wonder if Roger Ebert and, like, George Lucas had a friendship or something.
Maybe. He's like, I can't piss off my fucking friend.
He loves all of them no matter what.
But here's the thing. I think the movie could have been good with better performances because... Yeah. Anakin, that's a juicy fucking role.
If there was some emotion and like excitement and sort of passion there, I think I could have gotten more into it. If he had been like, you know, looking at Natalie Portman and being like, I killed them all, okay? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't help it and I loved every second of it. I'm bad. You know, like there'd be something.
That was better than everything he did in the whole movie.
Thank you.
It's a very strange performance. I'll agree with that. I like the movie though.
Okay, tell us why you like the movie.
I like the movie because I kind of have come to appreciate what it is, which is kind of like this boring setup to see how things can just like stupidly go wrong and how little tiny, like small little actions can lead to like a giant war. And I think that was his plan with this. I think it's supposed to be drier. And then I do think that the movie is, if you remove the romantic side of it, after Coruscant, I do think that the action is pretty good. I think that the Colosseum scene is good. I know that the factory is a little wonky, but I think the Kamino is good with the battle with Jango Fett. And then the clone fight at the end. And then we all had fun watching Yoda. I mean, we have to admit that.
I had a great time.
Very silly watching the little green guy bounce around with a lightsaber. Yeah, I mean.
There's no stick up. There's Ewan McGregor's ass ever.
There are
in
points.
The beginning a little bit.
Okay.
And then I think it loosens up towards the end.
The elevator scene in the beginning is bad.
The whole first hour is really hard to get behind. But things pick up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are some fun points to the movie, some cute little moments. I thought the romance was exciting because we've had none.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it wasn't really what I wanted out of it. I felt like she shouldn't have married him.
No.
I don't know.
I mean.
And also, so Darth Vader has an ex-wife?
Yes.
Well, you'll find out in the next one.
But what a crazy thing for her. Okay, so Padma, or whatever the fuck her name is like, okay, this dude has been obsessed with me for 10 years, ever since he was a little boy.
Yes.
He is now grown up. He won't stop hitting on me. And then I, like, go to visit his mom, and his mother was murdered, and then he murdered a village, and then he lost his arm. I better marry him.
It is weird how much older she is when you think about the previous movie where he's, like, six, and she's an adult.
Yeah, it is. I guess that side of it is a little odd that she's like,
she's way older than
she's now hooking up with this like toddler that she once knew.
Yes. Yeah. And then also, who is doing her hair?
Her hair, there are some points where, first of all, it's totally different from moment to moment.
In the beginning, she truly had like an afro going with braids. And I was like, did she go to Africa?
I did not understand that. And then
it was wild.
It's totally different texture in the next scene. It makes no sense.
It's very crazy.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are mad at the hair.
Yeah, it was weird.
A little.
It was just like,
just like she had all of these fabulous outfits in two suitcases. Yeah, right. There's no way she's doing her hair.
Like in these like
everyday
dramatic shapes and stuff.
It's
and
too
like,
much.
I don't know how that's happening.
I can't believe that we've back to the suitcase.
Her suitcase is so annoying.
It makes me so angry.
It opens
angry.
Top up, which is the only thing that makes it different. And it has no wheels top and up. Anakin has to carry them. And I'm like, this should be a droid.
It should be. You should be able to fill R2-D2
suitcase
with
droid.
All of your clothing.
But aren't suitcase droid?
Yeah. Yes.
Those don't exist.
Well, they should. George Lucas, I am typing a letter as we speak.
Oh, my God.
I got a letter from Nicole.
Said there should be a suitcase droid.
Right. That's
a good impression.
He puts a gun in his mouth. I should have thought of this.
I'm an
It's too late now. Disney owns the property.
Very dumb.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think the movie could have been better with better direction.
Mm.
Yeah,
like, if
well,
we could
that's
see
been a complaint
Anakin's,
with him.
Like, being, I don't know, like, hopeful and whimsical. Like, he was trying, but, like, it didn't convey. And then watching a turn.
Isn't there something to be said that this is this man's creation and vision? And that to me is, that's another thing with it is like their new movies, which you guys haven't watched the new movies yet, right?
What
no,
do you mean?
No, we're in order.
Yeah.
So the new movies are like, there are all these Disney movies and I don't like the new movies. And there's obviously this great divide, which you guys will probably know some of, but.
I don't know anything. I've not been following.
So there's people who hate the prequels and think the prequels suck.
Uh-huh.
And there's people who defend the prequels.
Okay.
I'm kind of in the middle where I'm like, I enjoy the prequels, but I know that they're not the best movies.
Uh-huh.
Then there's people who love the new Disney Star Wars movies, and then there's people who hate them, and there's kind of like a divide between everyone. And it gets kind of toxic in some areas. It's really crazy.
The whole fandom,
I would say, is
pretty toxic.
So,
do you like The Mandalorian?
I liked a couple episodes of it. Have you watched that yet or
I haven't watched it yet, but we'll probably have to do an episode on it at some point and we'll watch a little bit.
Because we got to talk about Baby Yoda.
We got to.
God damn.
He's cute.
Baby
Yoda's
so cute.
I want Baby Yoda merch now, but it
doesn't
come out
until
April.
We got to wait till April 2020. We looked it up because I also want Baby Yoda merch.
We need stuffed animals and stuff.
Wait, you have to wait till April 20? That's when you guys will finally be done with?
No, that's when the merch comes out.
Oh, wait. You
can
looked pre-order. Up the merch for Baby Yoda?
Hell yeah, dude. We love Baby Yoda.
We want Yoda Baby.
We love Baby Yoda.
Also, Yoda in this movie did not have a consistent way of speaking. He said some things backwards and some things not. I was like, okay.
And then his voice maybe changed from the other movies?
It was like older.
Okay.
There's one big famous line of, begun the Clone Wars have. Did I get it right?
That was what Mike and I were like, what? Like, so you could just sometimes say things totally out
Mike
of order.
Mike didn't like it.
We just laughed. He hates this movie. No, he hates the movie. It was hard. He has to watch all these with me, and he's like, oh, no, this one's the worst one. Everyone hates it. And I was like, strap in, baby.
We got to watch this. I mean, I made John watch all. He was like doing things, and I was like, come on, sit down. We got to watch this.
No phones.
Because I would pause it and ask so many questions, and he would just explain things to me.
That's helpful. I didn't have that luxury. Mike was playing chess on his phone. All right. Anyways.
Can't you appreciate, though, that the first five that you've watched is like an individual's, I mean, no matter where it goes off to, it is just like kind of like this one person who's kind of like creating the world. I know that there were different directors and writers and stuff
involved. Pretty impressive.
No, I think it's very cool for those reasons. But there are other things that are just difficult to wrap your head around or accept.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've loved things along the way. So.
I loved The Phantom Menace.
I
thought
Ewoks.
It was a great movie.
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi is great.
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi might be my favorite Star Wars movie.
Wait, which one is?
Yeah, I think it's mine.
The fifth one.
The episode, that's Empire Strikes Back, the one where Han gets frozen carbonite.
No, it goes New Hope, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back,
yes.
Phantom
I think
Menace.
Empire Strikes Back is my favorite.
Yeah, that's a
yeah,
that's
that was a, the one you put first, I
yes.
think.
A lot of people love Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, and then I really liked Return of the Jedi. Those two were really fun. And then I didn't mind Phantom Menace.
But that's what's kind of fun about this, because we're finding like, okay, we actually like some of this stuff, and maybe the next one we'll have. So what do you think? Do you think we'll like the next one or we'll hate it?
I think you'll like it more than this last.
Okay.
I think that you've gotten over the worst one.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's like crazy stuff that happens in this next one,
right.
And some people don't like it at all, and then some people like rank episode three as like they put it like up there sometimes. Some people put it up there with like some of the original trilogy.
Okay, that means I'll probably like it. And yeah. I'm excited.
There is some legit fun stuff. I mean, like, you guys got me for the worst one. So I just want to say it's fuck great. You.
You're welcome.
That feels like a good place to wrap things
yeah,
up.
Yeah. A nice fuck
nice
you.
Fuck you.
Mitch. We're going to give you the opportunity to promote something that you want to promote because we're nice.
Can I say, fuck you? Wait.
Again?
You fuck.
That's really good.
It was very funny. Mitch, what do you want to
No, was it?
Yes, it was. I giggled. Okay, and it was an actual giggle.
Thank you.
I don't pretend giggle for nobody.
I didn't say that. I didn't accuse you of that. Okay. Look, we'll talk about it after. Doughboys, that's it.
Listen to Doughboys. It's so funny.
It really is.
Thank you.
I love Doughboys.
And honestly, I got to say, I'm a little upset that I was not asked to do the Ample Hills Creamery one.
Yeah.
We
talk about you on the episode.
Do you love Ample Hills?
It's my favorite ice cream place.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Before they had a shop in New York or in LA, I would order it from New York.
Wow.
And it costs $100 for 4 pints of ice cream.
I love that you would do
that. To be overnighted to you.
Yes. Now you can get it so easily.
Yes, I can.
Oh my God.
I had an issue with it.
What?
Look, spoiler alert, it gets into the Golden Plate Club, but.
Okay, good.
Wow.
I had a salt in the front of the pie and we ate it at the store and there was like icy bits to it. You know when ice cream gets icy?
Where it's like that little chunk of
or
ice
in the
on it.
Pint.
Both.
Oh man.
I don't like that.
I'm really sorry about that.
It's usually it should be very creamy and smooth.
Yes, because they put egg yolks in their ice cream. It's more custardy than ice cream. I know too much.
Wow.
That's interesting about why it's different.
Yeah, that's why it's like creamier. Yeah, you got a bad batch, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
Real quick, because I'm not going to listen to the episode, what flavors did you get?
I got the flavor of record, and which is like a New York Times.
I
may be fucked up. And then chocolate milk and cookies.
Oh my God. You didn't get ooey gooey butter cake.
Chocolate milk and cookies sounds good.
See, if you had taken me.
I tried ooey gooey butter cake.
And you didn't like it?
I did like it. It was very good.
You got to get ooey gooey butter cake on a piece of ooey gooey cake.
That sounds so good.
They heat it up a little bit. And then you get the little, like the cold chunks with the warm chunks.
Okay.
And then maybe a little caramel and then some whipped cream. Ooh.
Okay.
Baby.
The next time, like something that I need, like a treat for myself to either celebrate or mourn something, I'm going there. I'm making a very specific plan.
Well, I hope that's a celebration.
You should.
Me too.
I'm also mourning things over ice cream. I had a man break up with me there.
Oh, wow.
At Ample Hills?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
How rude. Don't try to tarnish a great establishment.
I figured he was like, she's not going to cry over ice cream because that would be like the saddest thing, a fat woman just like eating ice cream sobbing. I think that was his plan.
He was like, so she'll have to be cool about it.
And I was.
Well, if it's in public, I mean, what are you going to do? That's just crazy.
Well, the one on Hillhurst is the one we went to, and it's in a little house.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's kind of confusing. It's like, it's very cute.
It's very,
very
cute. There's parking in the back. I mean, the experience was great. I gave it 4 forks, but.
Yeah, it's really good. I love it.
Anyways, Ample Hills is the other thing I'm plugging.
You
want
to plug Ample Hills ice cream.
I talk about them ad nauseum on my own podcast, and now I'm bringing it here.
Oh my God, they should give you free stuff.
They do.
Oh, good.
I know the owner. I got my friend a job there. I love Ample Hills cream.
Okay, I'm glad you get free stuff. Well,
Lauren,
that's cool. I want to plug, I have a million podcasts. I have with special guest Lauren Lapkus, which is my improv podcast.
It's so funny.
Oh, thanks. You guys have been on it, and that was fun.
It's great.
And those are all available on Stitcher Premium. My podcast, Threedom, which is now coming out from behind the paywall. You can listen on for free anywhere. And Raised by TV, a lot of the episodes are free. Most of them are. So listen to that. And I have a Patreon, which I'm getting going. And I mean, it's going to be, this comes out so much later that like I'm talking about the past, but.
But it's okay.
And find me on at Lauren Lapkus on Instagram and Twitter.
I have an Instagram and I have a Twitter. It's at Nicole Byer. I have other podcasts. Why Won't You Date Me? Best Friends with Sashir Zameda. Sometimes I'm on Drag Her with Manu Agapian, like once a month.
I cried on Best Friends when
you
I came
did,
on.
You did, and it was so wonderful.
Wow.
We're trying to get you and
you
Weiger.
You should do it.
Oh, yeah.
But you're so dang busy.
I've been home like 10 days in the last 3 months.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Because you're Mr. Hollywood in Atlanta.
I got into my bed the other day. This is a good way to gross everyone out at the end of the episode.
Can't wait.
Cat litter in the bed.
Wow, because they're just taking over.
They're just taking over.
Yeah.
So I'm sleeping like in a big litter box.
That checks out.
That's when you change your sheets, my friend.
I know. Look, I know I got.
You didn't have to sleep in it.
I got home
you
at night.
That no, no. When you're off. Home late, something happens. It's no, like you yes. just get
well,
in.
Yeah, are you
fuck
kidding
it.
Me?
Well, I hurt no. my knee and I folded all my clothes. And I was like, I could put them away, but that requires a lot of walking. So now I'm just sleeping in my laundry.
That, see, things like that just happen.
So I get it.
It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Nicole? You got so many Ooh, things.
On Netflix, you can watch Nailed It.
Wow.
Probably a new season will be coming out by the time this comes out. I have a special on Netflix in Comedians of the World. It's the third episode.
Oh, I want to plug my Netflix special under yes. the character. Search the characters. It's the
oh,
first
yeah.
episode.
So that's a great
funny.
Episode.
Thanks, so
you
is yours.
You do this one character. What is she from, like The Bachelorette, where
yes.
she's like spray tanned like and
yes.
blonde and big eyes?
My hair is complete. My face is completely orange and my
so
body's hot.
So fucking funny.
Thank you.
What a dang treat.
Your whole special's hilarious.
Thank you.
Guys, this is so
we
fun.
We love each other
and not Star Wars.
I was very excited to be here. I could have just listened to you two talk and I'd be a happy
oh.
little
oh,
a happy little Yoda.
Bitch.
That's why I listen to Doughboys. I think it's so fun just to listen to you guys.
Well, we gotta have you guys back soon.
I'd yeah. love to do it.
I'll do
I want to do an ice cream place or something sweet.
We should 100%. All go yeah. to BJ's and get Pizookies. Have you done Pizookies
Fuck
yet?
Yeah.
We have had Pizookies.
Oh, dang. I love a Pizookie.
Haven't
what
done Jenny's. We've done them. We haven't done a
I hate Jenny's.
Have you done Van Leeuwen's?
I like Jenny's. We haven't done Van Owens either.
Van Leeuwen is my
oh, Van
favorite.
Van Leeuwen's.
Van Leeuwen's is pretty good.
Van
Owens? Who's that?
Just
but
some
Jenny's,
guy.
I once asked for a half scoop and they wouldn't give me a half scoop. And I even explained it. I was like, I have a problem with portion control. Can I please have a half scoop of ice cream?
That's
and she
controlled.
Said no.
She what? Said no?
No. And I was like, please just charge me for the full scoop. I just want half though because I don't want to eat the whole thing. And if it's in front of me, I will. And she was like, can't do that. And I was like, what are you like having an inventory?
It's
like what are you
can
counting
you serve me a whole one and then throw half of it out?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you have to do.
I guess I could have done that, but I was like, I don't want to waste.
Well, no, then you want to eat it.
Yes.
This seems like that's not a Jenny's. There's just. You,
no, no, it was just one woman who worked
some
there.
Crazy, yeah, some crazy
I have to
woman.
Say
She's
something about
list.
The Jenny's logo. I always
it's
think it
terrible.
Says penis.
Oh!
If you look at it, like kind of.
Yes.
It just does look like
you
that.
You just glance, you're like,
yeah.
ooh.
Penis?
Let me get in there and get some dicks. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, this was a blast.
It was.
I enjoyed
okay,
it.
Okay. We're going to be back with the next episode soon
uh-huh.
with, I guess, the return. What?
The clones.
The Revenge of the Sith. right?
We just
Revenge
watched
of the
yes.
Sith. Yeah.
Yes.
yes. Oh God. Yeah. I started.
Do
God,
all the Siths
panicking.
Ride on scooters, Mitch?
Do all Siths?
Yeah. So Darth Maul in Phantom Menace rode a scooter, an air scooter. And then
no.
when Anakin went to go, like, find his mom, he was, like, on an air scooter.
That's just a coincidence.
Okay.
Like, Darth Vader isn't going to ride around on one, or, like, the Emperor won't be riding a scooter
okay.
or anything like that.
Because yeah. I'm pretty sure that Dooku rides a scooter, too.
It's like Priuses. Like, a lot of people have them, but not everyone. Like, they're very common.
I will there. Say that, just to get you guys excited, that there is a Kamino alien, like, fully nude in the next episode.
Wait,
episode.
Really?
Thank you.
Okay, I'll be watching now, with both eyes open.
I was going to say, I will keep my eyes peeled. All right, that was a
okay.
great time. Thanks,
bye,
Mitch.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.